Welcome to Eureka Street Crypto. This is my anti-professional crypto channel. I'm just a barely sane dude who fell down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole. This channel is my fumbling attempt to communicate myself outside my own head about my journey in the crypto space. It is basically my brain dump. None of this is actual financial advice. So, I was reading an article. Which direction do I want to go with this? Okay. Okay. My wife got, she has a friend that sits there and sends her articles all the time. My wife is not the most article reading type of person. She just kind of, you know, hangs out and does her deal. And she doesn't really love. So her friend that is constantly like a geek sending her articles just ends up just kind of tossing them into this memory hole. But sometimes my wife will just forward those articles to me because she knows I will read them. And she thought this was it because I'm interested in, I'm kind of a futurist. And so she sent me this article about Alcor.org. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, so I started reading up on this. I was like, okay, so it's like life extension using cryonics and stuff like that. I've heard of that, but I wasn't too familiar with it. You know, extend your life with cryonics. A fulfilling life doesn't have to end when today's medicine gives up. Cryonics takes over. Okay. And I was like, oh, cool. Preserving life. Cryonics is the practice of preserving life by pausing the dying process using sub-freezing temperatures with the intent of restoring good health with medical technology in the future. So it is like basically the ultimate futurist, right? Somebody who believes that they can pause the dying process long enough for technology to advance enough to be able to restore your body in the future when we have that amazing medical technology to do so. If and when transhumanism has fully taken in effect and the singularity has happened and humans are irrelevant and AI is now controlling the human body and mind. And the Matrix has taken over and we are all batteries. I don't know. But anyway, I was going through here, pausing the dying process. Hold on. Let me get this whole screen on here so you guys can see it. There. I mean, I come from, you know, my parents are always pretty techie, you know, and I can understand, you know, this optimism and idealism for the future and futurism. I mean, I'm that way, too. So I'm not going to knock it. But I don't know if I would want to try this. So the definitions of death change over time as medical understandings and technology improve. True. Someone who would have been declared dead decades ago may still have a chance today. Death used to be when a person's heart stopped, then when their heart couldn't be restarted. And it's now being extended further. You know, a lot of times they're scanning brain activity as well. So modern science, cryonics sounds like science fiction, but it's based on modern science. Life can be stopped and restarted if its basic structures can be preserved. Vitrification can preserve biological structure very well, much better than freezing. Methods for repairing biological structure at the molecular level can now be foreseen. Cryonics within reach. We're making cryonics accessible to everyone with low monthly dues and an insurance policy. You're all set. When the time comes, we'll perform your cryopreservation at our state-of-the-art facilities. Patients are kept in secure long-term cryogenic doers until revival. Welcome to your future. Doers. Yeah. That's like doers whiskey. All right. Put it in a cask. All right. So anyway, trusted by leaders in technology, bio, medicine, and futurism. And look who we have here. Hal Finney, cryptographer, cypherpunk, and Bitcoin pioneer. A lot of them believe Hal Finney to be Mr. Satoshi Nakamoto himself. However, you know, it's just speculation. We don't know. But, you know, if you don't know, Harold Thomas Finney II, died in 2014, was a developer for PGP Corporation, pretty good privacy corporation, and was the second developer hired after Phil Zimmerman. In his early career, he was credited as lead developer on several console games. He was also an early Bitcoin contributor and received the first Bitcoin transactions from Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto. All right, so he had ALS, which is terrible. He lived with that disease for a long time until he died from that disease. And if you don't know what ALS is, I'm not that familiar with it either, but it's basically where your body kind of shuts down before you do, and your body slowly goes into paralysis. You know, I guess it's kind of akin to Parkinson's, where Parkinson's is where your nerve cells slowly start to die, and that's why a lot of the shaking happens and stuff like that. And so, he ended up dying of ALS, and so he cryonically froze his body. Bitcoin's earliest adopter is cryonically, so this article is written in 2014, is cryonically freezing his body to see the future. He's always been optimistic about the future, said Halfini's wife, Fran. Every new advance he embraced it, every new technology he relished, Hal relished life, and he made the most of everything. So some Bitcoin enthusiasts have used their cryptocurrency to travel around the world. Others have spent it on a trip to space, but the very earliest user of Bitcoin, after its inventor Satoshi Nakamoto himself, has now spent his crypto coins on the most ambitious mission yet, to visit the future. So at the time that he set himself up to do this stuff, they used a lot of Bitcoin for it, and it was worth about $12,500. Like, the amount of Bitcoin that he used that was worth in 2014 of $12,500 is worth a hell of a lot more now. But anyway, Hal Finney, the renowned cryptographer, coder, and Bitcoin pioneer, died Thursday morning at age 58 after 5 years battling ALS. He will be remembered for a remarkable career that included working as the number two developer on the groundbreaking encryption software PGP in the early 1990s, creating one of the first remailers that presaged the anonymity software Tor. If you ever used BitTorrent or the Tor browser or anything like that, it's very private. And more than a decade later, becoming one of the first programmers to work on Bitcoin's open source code. In 2009, he received the very first Bitcoin transaction from Satoshi Nakamoto. And a lot of people do speculate that Hal Finney is Satoshi. Now, Finney has become an early adopter of a far more science fictional technology, human cryopreservation, the process of freezing human bodies so they can be revived decades or even centuries later. When they go to the details about him getting cryonically frozen and all that stuff, I don't know when they would unfreeze him. About 25. So people donated about 25 Bitcoin to Finney. That remains. There are right now. Let's see here. I started poking into how many bitcoins does the inventor of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, still own. All right, so I'm trying to connect some dots here. Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto still holds a massive stash of Bitcoin that's never been moved, indicating a careful and benevolent designer. In the first 7 months of Bitcoin's existence, Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto mined as many as 1.1 million Bitcoin. That's a lot of Bitcoin. This fortune, now worth in excess of $30 billion, remains untouched to this day. And that was as of January 30th, 2021. And that's still true, I believe. Numerous individuals have been put forward as the enigmatic Satoshi, but his identity has yet to be proven. Now, why are these untouched? Is it because Satoshi is such an amazing genius that he's he or she remaining underground? Or is Satoshi even alive? Is Satoshi a human? Is this alien technology brought to us? And Hal Finney was the one who received the first message of this alien technology and ended up and had the computer capabilities and knowledge to be able to implement that and propagate it throughout the world. The enigmatic creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, was the first person to mine the cryptocurrency at a time when each block mined yielded a 50 Bitcoin reward. Unlike today's Bitcoin miners, Satoshi didn't split these rewards with potentially thousands of other mining pool users, and instead benefited from the entire reward himself. At the time, Bitcoin had practically zero value. Today, the price of Bitcoin is at the end of mid-end of a five-figure dollar range. Okay, around $50,000. So between January and July 2009, Satoshi's thought to have mined more than 1 million Bitcoin in total, likely making him the most prolific miner in Bitcoin history. Recent research has suggested that Satoshi could have mined even more Bitcoin, but deliberately held back, curbing his hash rate in order to give other miners a fair shot at blocks. Although it isn't 100% certain exactly how many Bitcoin Satoshi mined himself, efforts by leading security and cryptocurrency researcher Sergio Domain Lerner may have generated the best estimate yet. In his report titled The Well-Deserved Fortune of Satoshi Nakamoto, Bitcoin Creator, Visionary, and Genius, Lerner looked at the blocks mined between January 1st, 2009 and January 25th, 2010, blocks 1 to 36,288, in an attempt to identify which were mined by the same entity. By doing so, Lerner found that a single entity using a single mining rig mined thousands of blocks between this time and racked up around 1 million Bitcoin in block rewards while doing so. Lerner coined the term Patochi pattern to describe the pattern of blocks that appear to be mined by the single entity. Since the pattern begins with the Genesis block, it assumed that Patochi may be Satoshi Nakamoto himself. And Lerner further expanded on this in 2019, The Return of the Deniers and the Revenge of Patochi. Here, the author finds that Patochi mined approximately 22,000 blocks single-handedly, netting a total of 1.1 million Bitcoin in block rewards. To put this in perspective, the block reward has been halved three times since then. The Bitcoin miners now earn just 6.25 Bitcoin per block mined. At Bitcoin's current value, that would place Satoshi Nakamoto's fortune at over $10 billion, almost certainly making Satoshi the wealthiest Bitcoin owner in terms of pure Bitcoin holdings. And if Bitcoin continues to go the way that it's going, and if Satoshi were to suddenly come out and be like, hey, everybody, then Satoshi would be the wealthiest person in the world in the near future if Bitcoin continues to progress. So what if Satoshi Nakamoto suddenly returned? You know, there's a lot of speculation about that. The pseudonymous inventor of Bitcoin, presumed dead, mysteriously reappears. Here's what experts would happen to say next. All right. So first, chaos. The immediate result of that confused excitement is anyone's guess. And he would immediately be thrust onto the spotlight and be given a huge, enormous amount of responsibility. People would say it would be like a second coming of Christ. So the resurrection of Satoshi could ignite a round of spin wars between Bitcoin and altcoin believers, reckon security analysis. Altcoiners might try to spin it as Satoshi starts moving coins. A sell-off is imminent. This person says, but I don't think it will be given much credence by most Bitcoiners. But if Satoshi was going to sell off those coins, you would think he would have been inclined to do so much earlier. Satoshi's majority ownership of the Bitcoin supply would raise political and regulatory questions. Revered as he is, Satoshi would acquire political influence and wield make or break power over many of the ideas floated since his disappearance. Suppose Satoshi decrees that Bitcoin is not intended as a store of value. Would people listen? Or maybe it turns out Satoshi's an enthusiastic government bootlicker and explains that his invention's sole purpose was to aid authorities in tracking people's finances. There's just a bunch of speculation here. A lot of people have asked what will happen to Bitcoin after all 21 million are mined. And people are saying that the transaction fees alone, because of the value of Bitcoin in the future, will be able to sustain everything after all 21 million are mined, because the transaction fees will cover everything because of the value of being able to put your truth on Bitcoin at that point in the future. So anyway, where is all this going? I started with Hal Finney cryogenically freezing himself. Hal Jenny is being speculated as possibly being Satoshi Nakamoto. The final Bitcoin will have been mined in, I believe, 2140, if I'm correct. Let me see if I can find that in here. I saw earlier. So in the year 2140, will we have the technology to bring those who were, around 2140, those who are cryogenically frozen back to life in the year 2140. And they said that Hal Finney has always wanted to see the future. What better way to visit the future and account for inflation than anything than to create your own currency, to stockpile it, you know, have over 1.1 million Bitcoin, and be fairly certain that that's going to be the dominant currency in around 100 years in the future, more than 100 years in the future, and then come back to life and then have your seed phrase and unlock it and then rule the world. I mean, it only makes sense. Man, you can't make up a better sci-fi story, you know? Oh my gosh. So anyway, that's my whole hypothesis. I just wanted to present that, and for what it is. Yeah, so I'm sure people have thought about it before. Yeah, it's probably not an original or novel idea that I'm saying. There'll probably be somebody say, hey, yeah, that's common knowledge. Everybody thought about this years ago. But to me, it's new, and this is my video blog. So anyway, give a thumbs up if you thought this was at least entertaining. We'll figure out what to talk about tomorrow. I have an entire backlog of stuff, you know. I want to talk about shelling points. I want to talk about virtual machines, like WebAssembly language versus Ethereum virtual machine. I want to talk about AI some more. I need to get Crypto Foo on again and talk about some of his Foo's picks and have him completely beat me over the head about Smartcoin.